hour, Doug Stanford's Good Day program. Oscars can be summed up simply mediocre. I think that would be the way most people would look at the results, whether hosting, whether the contents, the results, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As usual, network television makes big deal out of the clothing these people are wearing. It's absurd. So then I think that denigrates the value, actually, of the awards themselves, with all this hoopla before and after, cameras everywhere. Like, why would Rich McFadden care whether Sandra Bullock had on a garment that was made in St. Louis or St. Paul? Or what? Why? Why do women?
I like her better in jeans and a t-shirt.
That is part, yeah. I know, you guys are so boring. That's part of the fun of watching the Academy Awards.
Why? Why is it fun?
Beautiful dresses.
Tell me why it's fun.
It's just fun to watch it because we're women and we like to see beautiful things and we like to look at beautiful clothes.
So why would you think that a woman wearing $40,000 worth of jewelry from Harry Carey's or whatever the name of the guy, Winston, is that Harry Winston?
That's the costume stuff.
No.
Okay, $400,000, whatever it is. All that does is separate us from them in terms of the reality of who they are, and yet they're trying to sell
to
us.
It's fun to know that they have to give it back.
No, I don't. I don't even know that. I think if they're trying to appeal to the masses can't buy stuff like that. Is this dream mode? Is that why they do this? Because they think that people identify with them because they have it, and people can dream about having it.
I would think most of those people, excluding the big stars like Sandra Bullock, who rakes in a lot of money. But I don't think a lot of them could afford those jewels either. They're wearing millions of dollars in jewels that they have to give back. I think you're thinking too much into it. And instead, it's like it's a fantasy for a woman to get dressed up and to put these jewels on.
It's Hollywood.
Yeah. It's just something where you go, ooh, I would like to wear that. I wouldn't like to wear that. Look at that.
Exactly.
Right. President Obama has warned the Russians, quote, there will be costs for Ukrainian intervention, President cautioning Russia in a conversation that he had with Vladimir Putin over the weekend. Any violation of Ukraine's sovereignty would constitute a violation of international law. You can see how much attention Putin paid to Obama because he invaded Crimea on Saturday. Was that the invasion? Was that the sign?
That was the siren.
That was it. Right. Sounds like a scene from Captain Phillips, which, by the way, is a good movie. The Federal Communications Commission has canceled their plans to study newsrooms and how news is gathered. This is a protest that was pretty much created for. It was like these people handed red meat to the radio hosts.
It's classified under Nunya.
Yeah.
Nunya business.
All right. Exactly. All right. Let's see here. What else have we got that is... what happened with this bill? I asked this question because I know there was supposed to be a vote on Friday, and I admit to not having followed it over the weekend. It was a bill that would provide relief and fairness to people that would change, in fact, the mandated penalty to zero for the rest of the year. I think we did talk about this on Friday, how the vote was supposed to come up, and I admit to not having paid any attention to it. Did the vote come up? And if it did, did anything change?
I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
Well, the essence of, remember on Friday we were talking about the bill that was supposed to provide fairness to individuals, the essence of the penalty. If you don't sign up for health care, you're supposed to be penalized. And House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said, we're not going to do that. They passed that, but now I know they did pass the bill, sending it to the president for his signature. You don't know anything about that. Now, I know,
but I'm smart.
Because I know.
Heard that the IRS, and this was a couple of weeks ago, I'd heard that the IRS had to hire tons of people because they're going to have to handle these penalties. But what the concern is that a lot of people that are going to be penalized or that are classified for getting a penalty for not signing up for Obamacare don't actually file taxes anyway.
Really? What a shock.
I mean, they're young people. They don't
have jobs. People who don't file income tax returns?
There you go. Isn't that weird?
My God.
There are a few of them out there, Dougie.
How can that be? Richie, you never go into that department. You'd never...
Oh, I've had my two steps with the IRS.
Really?
Oh.
The IRS two-step. What about you, Kenny?
I haven't had I haven't had any problems yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
yet.
It's always tomorrow.
On something.
Roberta's had a few dances with the IRS.
I usually wait to file until the 15th. So they don't have any time left for me.
Mm-hmm. I have never filed before October 15th for personal or September 15th for corporate.
Congratulations, Roberta.
Always do extensions.
1 in 4 Americans, according to a survey released this weekend, are unaware that the Earth circles the sun.
Whew. Oh, really?
I'll repeat that again. One, and this is not an Ellen pregnant pause from last night, 1 in 4 Americans.
Are 4-year-olds included in this?
They probably know better, actually.
I'm guessing that this is an adult survey, just off the top of my head. It's classified as the dumbing down of America. 1 in 4 Americans unaware that the Earth circles the sun. Americans are enthusiastic about the promises of science. More and more people are taking science in school. But the lack of basic knowledge of science, how our Earth works, this is what's leading people to the discussions that are as ignorant as they are about global warming. Because this is a survey, by the way, is conducted by the National Science Foundation. 2,200 people were surveyed. 10 questions about physical and biological science were on the quiz. And the average score, about 65% was the average score. What's considered passing now? 60 or 70? It's
60,
cool.
I think.
It was 60 when I was
65. 65. That's what I thought, yeah.
All right, well, these are just passing grades then. This is a really damning a bit of information, I think, anyway, about what we know and what we don't know. It's just, what are we doing? Why are we paying all this money for school when people don't know basic stuff like this? It's almost incredible when you think about it. Doesn't everybody know that the Earth revolves around the sun?
Well, and let's talk about this new phenomenon, too, that I think we can blame social media for.
Yeah.
I think it used to be that people always assumed that you got smarter, you know, older is wiser, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I think you may actually know that in high school or in grade school or in middle school, whenever you study it. But then it goes out with the garbage because you're filling your brain during your 20s and your 30s with just a bunch of stuff. You know, it's almost like a computer. Your brain purges stuff all the time, and it's only keeping the most recent stuff.
I don't
that
believe
you learn.
That's true. I think it doesn't purge. I think everything you ever had known is in your subconscious. I don't think there's anything you ever.
I
you
think
may
you
not.
Forget a lot, though. I think you maybe it is in your subconscious, and maybe it can be brought up to the top. But when you're smushing all this junk food into your brain, viral videos, Jimmy Fallon videos, whatever you're, you know what I mean. That's what becomes your top reference line. I think you don't necessarily remember all the stuff that you learned in school. I know I sure don't.
Well.
I mean, you can't tell me that you remember everything you learned in school.
I have a good memory. I have a good quick mind. I remember a lot of stuff. I admit to when I don't remember
trigonometry,
things,
I'd be impressed, Doug.
I don't know anything about trigonometry.
Did you learn it in school?
I can't even say it. I never learned any trig in school.
Went to, sure you did.
All I did was, well, I mean, if it was part of geometry.
Yeah, it was part of the curriculum.
Yeah. Don't know much about history. I do know about
Jerry just called, and he said everything in his house revolves around his wife.
who called?
He's a good man.
Jerry.
Jerry who?
Jerry, the listener, Jerry. And he called and he says everything in his house revolves around his wife.
All right, Jerry, thank you. Really?
I bet he's happily married because of that, too.
One in four households agree with that.
Yeah. I want to say hi to Eva Swain, listening in Russellville, Arkansas. Hello, Eva. Hello, Eva. Here's the news for gentlemen and ladies who want to support their gentlemen. The prostate supplement that's new, newest, best. There've been conversations about this sort of thing for years and years and years. I've been doing spots for prostate stuff, Richie, I think pretty much since you and I got together 16, 17 years ago, right? There's always been a supplement that's aimed at feeding one's prostate to keep you from getting up in the middle of the night, make your prostate healthier so that you will live longer, and that's not changing. Although the formulations and what goes into these products is changing, and thus the need for you to know about PT9. PT9 will give you the same things that all the other prostate supplements have pretty much guaranteed. Fewer trips to the bathroom, improved flow, feeling more comfortable and relaxed in your life. But because there is new research, there are 8 ingredients that are in PT9 that you won't find in any of these other products. Try PT9. Experience relief in so many different ways or your money back. Call now, 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. You have interrupted sleep. This will contribute to weight gain, lowered immune system, all kinds of problems. Plus, your partner is not going to like you waking up all night long every night. So that's why you get PT9. Calm things down at home. 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790 for PT9.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep,
that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Good day. Time is 21 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Headlights, green lights, strawberry wine. A good friend of mine follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all right tonight.
Like a name a crater on Mars for $5? Like we would do that. Name it Roberta. Name it Richie. Name it Jennifer. Name it Kenny. Name it Devlin. Naming landmarks on Mars. Not just for scientists. Starting Wednesday, anybody with an internet connection and a couple of bucks can give a name to one of the red planet's 500,000 craters as part of a mapping project run.
Who was authorized to sell those, by the way?
Well, the same people that sell the stars.
Yeah.
Don't you remember those? Every Christmas time, there is this company that sends you...
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right.
Valentine,
whatever it is. Name a star for someone you love. We'll send you an authentic... We'll send you a... what do they call those things?
A certificate of authenticity.
Right.
So 500,000 times five is what? 2,500,000, right?
Right, yes.
Well, I could do that.
Yeah. So you could... What? You could do it yourself and get the 2,500,000.
Yeah, something.
That's the point.
Wow.
Stories at DougStefan.com about how you can do this. You can put your stamp on Mars, naming the smallest craters $5. Prices will go up depending on the size of the crater. They're using the money, which could be...
So the bigger craters cost more.
Right, cost more money.
So these are only for like the little teeny tiny ones.
You know what? I'm going to start selling the craters on my rear end. Who would like to buy one?
I'll start selling the craters in the New York City streets.
How about a couple of craters on your face? Does that work? No, that's not.
Well, that's just mean.
Wow, is it any worse than you talking about the craters in your butt?
Yeah, but I'm allowed because it's mine.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay, don't take offense at that, Roberta. I didn't mean to offend you. I don't want, you know, any...
I'm immune at this point, Doug.
Are you really, Roberta?
And not in a good way.
Oh, no, she's immune in a good way. All right, so if people name every available Martian crater, $10 million, the company says they're going to get out of this. It'll help with more space exploration. The private side, the private sector, helps in space exploration, research, and education, which is the company's chief their chief job. It's called Uwingu. That's the name of the company. W-I-N-G-U. Uwingu.
Right. Now, are these names officially recorded? So next time they send a probe to Mars, it'll say, "Oh, and here rolling across the Doug Stefan crater."
That'd be awesome, actually.
It might be, yeah.
Sure, as far as you know.
Yeah.
Are they official names, or are these just like, you know, make believe names?
It's the same. I told you, the guy who has the star registry, what does he do? Send the names to the stars so that they're going to be called whatever it is that they call it. It's somebody finding something, somebody being creative, the good old American entrepreneurial spirit.
And some guys dummies says, okay. Actually buy it.
Yeah, people buy it. So,
and most of those stars you can't even see. They're not visible to the naked eye.
And you know what? The only stars we can see are the stars in our galaxy. Can you imagine? This sort of goes back to something we were talking about last week. The number of stars. Wasn't it last Wednesday or Thursday NASA came out with a new number of
713 new planets.
Yeah, right. And this is just within our eye shot. And there are 897,000 planets in the solar system, just like the Earth.
It's in another solar system.
What is another solar system?
The new planets.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the same galaxy that we're in. It's just a different solar system.
The Milky Way galaxy.
Do you know even how many solar systems there are? I don't know the answer to this. How many solar systems there are in our galaxy alone, and how many galaxies there are in the universe is unknown. But how? Think again about how mind-boggling all this information
is. We're teeny, tiny, tiny, tiny.
Little teensy, teensy specks. 28 after on Good Day.
Our bodies try to keep us safe from falling. Here's how. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Humans have three sensory systems that stabilize our balance.
The sense of your motion through space. On vision. And then in addition, a system that people are much less familiar with is the vestibular system.
Kind of a sixth sense that's in our inner ear that tells us where our heads are in relation to what's around us. Finally, we have a balance system in our muscles.
And that actually gives you a sense of how the neighboring parts of your body are oriented relative to each other.
Dr. Kathleen Collins studies the science of trips and falls at McGill University.
Older people tend to rely very heavily on vision. We start to lose some of the sensory input that we had when we were younger.
And with poor eyesight, that doesn't work so well. So we need to strengthen the other two inputs that keep us balanced, and physical therapy and regular exercise can help us do that. For information on fall prevention, check our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with a PH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back to the events that are important, conversation, the facts, the stories, the Doug Steffen Good Day way of you knowing what's going on in the world. Thanks to the talented minds, the malleable, workable minds of Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Doug Steffen, 888-302-3684. Email any of us at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Roberta has been following a story that in essence is, I guess, good for those of you. I almost went into a Walmart store the other day.
Almost?
What
was compelling you?
I needed to buy some flowers for Megan, and I couldn't find any stores around. Well, I wondered whether Walmart. I didn't go in because I didn't figure Walmart had flowers.
No, Walmart does have flowers.
Oh, they do?
No, they have real flowers, too.
They do.
And silk.
Well, for holidays, I know. We bought some Valentine's Day flowers at Walmart.
You go to Walmart?
Actually, they lasted. Well, you know, when we're in New Orleans, your shopping choices are very limited.
Really?
So for a lot of household items, that's really, Walmart and Target are really our only choices.
Well,
and I think that's the case in many parts of the country as well.
You
know, you think of New Orleans as a major city, but it really isn't. I mean, it's a small town that disguises itself as a major city.
Mm-hmm.
And your shopping is not like New York.
It's not like New York.
Limited.
You're so spoiled. I mean,
it's true. We are very spoiled. I'm not looking down. I'm saying it's not like New York. New York, the shopping choices are. I mean,
well, New Orleans also has never really recovered from Katrina either. I don't think. Has it?
No, it has. Completely? Very much so. Very much so.
Really?
In fact, Katrina did New Orleans a favor. It wiped out a lot of blighted neighborhoods and a lot of areas that were, you know, already starting to come down on their own. Katrina basically wiped it out and gave the city a clean slate in a lot of areas. And now there are some amazing renovations and buildings and renewals going on. So it actually, believe it or not, did end New Orleans a favor. And a lot of people who live there who are lifers will agree with that.
All right. So the information you have come upon, however, compares what you can buy at Walmart for groceries to what you can buy at the Whole Foods market.
And what's incredible about this story is that Whole Foods bans just over half of the stuff that's sold at Walmart. They have, the Whole Foods has 78 banned ingredients that includes everything from like high fructose corn syrup to dimethyl polysilozane, whatever that is. And so, for instance, here, 97% of the soft drinks sold at Walmart contain ingredients that Whole Foods considers unacceptable. 97%. So just about all of the soft drinks sold at Walmart, you will not find at Whole Foods. And even something like Walmart's Great Value 100% whole wheat bread has 7 ingredients that Whole Foods says, can't do it. And nearly 80% of the candy sold at Walmart will not be sold at Whole Foods because of artificial flavors. And 31% of the bacon and sausage products are blacklisted because of MSG in particular. So, I mean, the list goes on and on. Right. But needless to say, about 54% of the foods sold at Walmart would not be sold at Whole Foods. And what's even more interesting than this, Doug, is that over 50% of the grocery inventory at Walmart does not disclose all the ingredients. So this is just the stuff that Whole Foods could get their hands on, the ingredients. So there's at least another half of the items at Walmart that they couldn't get their hands on the ingredients. So, I mean, bottom line is, you know, I've always gone by, if I can't read it or pronounce it, if I don't know what it is, I don't buy it or eat it.
Mm-hmm. But that's for now. I think there was a story that I sent to you, Dougie, last week that says, well, that Whole Foods is under huge pressure from the government to start taking Monsanto products.
Oh, yeah. The government being in collusion with the Monsanto, all the GMO foods,
they don't want to sell.
But the customers at Walmart, at the Whole Foods, won't stand for it.
No, they don't.
They will not stand for it.
How much crossover traffic do you think there is between Walmart and Whole Foods?
You know, I shop at both, I mean, me.
Yeah. Me too.
Know, I'll go to Walmart to buy a mop, but then I'll go to Whole Foods to buy my apples.
Oh, really? Why don't you buy a mop at Whole Foods and get your apples at Walmart? Probably cheaper.
Whole Foods doesn't sell mops.
Yeah, Whole Foods doesn't sell mops.
Yes, you want a better...
They're genetically modified, Dougie.
Yeah, they're genetically modified mops.
Okay. As long as we're in this pew, I was taking a shot earlier, if you want to listen to...
You want to know something wise?
What?
People that pass gas in church must sit in their own pew.
Oh.
Really? Thank you very much, Jennifer, for that. That would be the Ellen DeGeneres pause. On to the next deal. 888-302-3684. Okay. So as long as we're talking about GMOs, General Mills, pretty much everybody knows about General Mills, right? They're the same, the General Motors. General. Yeah, exactly. Their biggest product is Cheerios. General Motors announced last week that they would soon begin to market plain Cheerios with no genetically modified organisms.
Organisms?
Think about this for a second, though. They now are admitting that they have allowed in the production of Cheerios, GMOs. Yes, GMO stands for genetically modified organism. You didn't know that? That's what GMO means. GMO means genetically modified organisms or ingredients, if you will. General Mills says this is not just symbolic. Really? But significant. And I think as a major food manufacturer in the larger battle we were just talking about, the government requiring stores, this is the revolution beginning. What the hell business does the government have to require any store to sell anything? Never mind, you see the collusion here? I mean, how much more dramatic can it be made? Anyway, the folks at General Mills have, because of the pressure from people who want to eat basic foods, as one of the major food manufacturers in our country, this battle over consumers' desire to know what the ingredients are in their foods, Cheerios says that they will be GMO-free. The basic Cheerios will be GMO-free. The other Cheerios will not be. That is, all of the colored ones, the honey ones, the fruit ones, the whatever ones, all those will stay GMO'd. The only thing that will not be GMO'd is the original basic Cheerio. General Motors may have an issue finding in their resources, this is where it's getting really dangerous. Where do you find no GMO sugar? Where do you find no GMO flour? Where do you find no GMO ingredients? It's so hard to find it because Monsanto has so corrupted the system that it's almost impossible to find anything. You can import it from places like Brazil, but Monsanto's trying to get down there to get into their shorts too. Cheerios, General Motors is going to begin to test market Cheerios that are good for your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
go ahead.
Rich just sent me a little link here in our chat room, and it's from the Cheerios website, and it says, "We don't use genetically modified ingredients in original Cheerios. Our principal ingredient has always been whole grain oats, and there are no GMO oats. We use a small amount of cornstarch in cooking and just 1 gram of sugar per serving for taste, but our cornstarch comes from non-GMO corn, and we use only non-GMO pure cane sugar."
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on to answer questions
about what
GMOs are.
You can't find regular sugar that's not GMO'd anymore. You got to buy the brown stuff. Right?
I would think so.
Yeah. What you got to do?
Isn't that sad?
It's awful.
Now, what I want to know is what the numbers will look like for Cheerios with this press out.
Hmm. How many generations are going to be before we have three-eyed human beings because of GMO foods? Or two noses? Or four breasts, or...
That'd be fun.
Whatever. I knew it when that came out of my mouth. I probably should not have said it. All right, 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Food for Thought on the Good Day program.
You're going to need four hands to go with him, though.
That'll like, come,
that's
too.
That's a challenge.
Right? Yeah, that'll come also. The new Genucell, created out of stem cell research. It is the way to get rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes, lines around your eyes, gonzo. Men are buying this. Women are buying this all across this great country of ours. People are now getting the message. They want to get rid of the puffs, the baggy stuff under their eyes, the lines around their eyes. They want to do it naturally. They don't want to have surgery. They don't want Botox. They want Genucell, and they're speaking out. This thing's selling like crazy. 800-543-9262. That's the number to call for the best deal. You're not going to go through the whatever goes on in the stores at the counters. You go into all these stores and they have these cosmetic counters, and they offer things like this about twice as much money and not any better. So why would you spend twice as much money and not get the instant effects of Genucell, getting rid of the bags and puffiness under your eyes? 800-543-9262. Call it down. In 3 or 4 days, you'll be able to start using Genucell and see the difference in 12 hours as to what it makes on the eyes, around the eyes, the puffiness, the bags. And when you order Genucell right now at 800-543-9262, mention you're listening to Doug Steffen, and you'll get a jar of the Esotique Wrinkle Cream absolutely free with your order. Genucell works. That's it. 800-543-9262. To get rid of all the lines around your eyes and around, well, if you're going to get Esotique, you get rid of the lines on your face as well. 800-543-9262.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
One immigration reform plan would create a new guest worker program, but it was based on a political deal between big business and big labor. It sets up a process that is too complicated and expensive for small businesses. Yet, most illegal labor works for small businesses, not big corporations. These businesses would now have to be certified to hire foreign workers, apply for the specific positions to be acceptable for visas, supply massive data to state and federal governments, and prove that they tried to hire locally. Most small businesses simply cannot afford such an arduous process, so the illegal labor problem would not be solved. A look through the lens of liberty would reveal a simple solution: exempt small businesses from these oppressive paperwork requirements.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
Well, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out massive with Boston beer.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning, Win.
Morning.
Morning.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer and Doug and Richie and Kenny and who did I leave out?
Roberta.
All right, Roberta. Calm down. Will you please? You have your tone there. My God. You think I was just shot you. All right. Next, in the rumor department.
Yes.
Appears that Brad and Angelina are getting married. They were pretty...
If I had a dollar for every time they were getting married and a dollar for every time Jennifer Aniston was pregnant, I'd be a rich woman.
not pregnant by Brad. I thought they were nice last night.
I did too.
Yeah,
they've been looking very nice. They've been coordinating their outfits. They look happy.
I mean, I thought she was... I've never been a big fan of hers.
Yeah,
she actually
looked like she had a personality last night.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Like
that's,
she didn't just
want to
like eat your flesh or something.
Yeah.
She looked good.
And she was very sweet with...
Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
Very sweet with him.
Yeah, it was nice. Anyway, so the rumor is George Clooney's going to marry them, performing the ceremony.
That would be hysterical.
It would be.
I would like him to perform our wedding, too.
Whose wedding?
My wedding to George Clooney.
Oh, good. Mila Kunis, that's how you pronounce your name, right?
Uh-huh.
Mila. And Ashton Kutcher are engaged.
Yeah.
So who will marry them? Are they friends with George Clooney, too?
I don't know. It won't be Demi Moore, though.
No.
Pretty sure, since that's Ashton's ex. And right. I can't imagine she's really excited about the wedding.
Well, why aren't people excited for other people that were in their lives to be happy? It's just because they're so selfish themselves.
Because they're no good SOBs, Dougie.
Well, they're just unhappy people. I think Demi Moore looks like a very unhappy person.
But she's hungry. My God, she hasn't eaten a sandwich in years.
I know. Well, she doesn't look good, and that's why.
If he cheated on her, it's going to be hard for her to be happy about him.
Oh, did he cheat
marrying
on her?
Somebody else. Yeah.
I thought she started it,
I thought she started, yeah.
I thought she started with the cheating, no?
Didn't they kind of have maybe an open agreement?
Anymore.
You don't talk with her anymore, so you don't know?
Yeah.
Okay. A Connecticut mother demanding changes to school dismissal policies after her 5-year-old son was picked up by an elderly man who believed the boy was his great-grandson. Wow.
Yeah. How do you have that happen?
The boy was waiting in line for the bus when the man approached him, said his mother wanted the boy to be picked up at school, and then... The guy took the boy, and then...
He thought it was his grandson. He thought it was his great-grandchild.
Man, yeah. He's been identified.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, it is kind of scary. What do you do about that? How do you fix something like that? These are the problems of the modern age.
Sign them in and sign them out.
Yeah. I think that's cumbersome, but who knows? The rules are the rules. 51 after on Good Day.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Titanic?
That was Celine Dion.
This woman sound like Celine Dion to you?
No, she sounds like a Broadway star.
Really?
I mean,
this is the lady that John Travolta conveniently or inconveniently mispronounced. Her name is Idina.
Idina.
Idina?
Idina Menzel.
Thank you. Let It Go from the movie Frozen won the Oscar last night for the best original song. Chuck Curry is here, a movie man. He is probably going to have enjoyed most of the movie. People like to watch these shows one way or another. The public's not too excited about it, Chucker, but you are apparently, right?
Well, I don't know. Going in, I'll be honest with you, I really wasn't that excited about it. I mean, it just almost, the Oscars almost feels passe. I'm 48 years old. I've watched it forever. It just, there's so much on TV, so much to do. Doesn't have, it's not the Super Bowl of entertainment like it was 10, 15 years ago. There's no Nicholson, no Warren Beatty. Al Pacino doesn't show up.
There are big stars,
having said,
right.
Having said, and I was not excited about Ellen being the host. I thought it was just a safe pick. She's okay. But I thought overall that was the most relaxed the audience has been in years. I thought she did a really good job, other than that Liza Minnelli joke, which I thought was really mean-spirited.
Well, that's what I asked earlier. I didn't think that was cool either. No.
You know, and after the fact, you realize that Liza's sitting in the audience with her half-sister, Lorna Luft, and a brother to celebrate her mother, Judy Garland, in the celebration of Wizard of Oz.
Well, when you looked at Liza Minnelli, it looked like she'd had so much work done that you couldn't tell it was really her.
No, you couldn't. And when Ellen used the word sir to describe her, I thought that was, I mean, that was a low shot. But, and it's not like Ellen to make a joke like that. And like I said, I think she'll probably wake up and really regret that joke and even for a long time. But the whole telecast in general, I thought, and I know people have an opposite reaction because I've read some things, but I thought it was well produced. I thought some of the camera shots and angles in the auditorium were really cool. I thought the speeches were, some of them were fantastic. I thought Matthew McConaughey's speech for winning Best Actor was a classic speech, one of the better ones in recent memory.
I like his spiritual philosophy, frankly. I
think he's a really cool guy. I don't know him personally, but when I hear him speak, I like him. I think he's a really good guy, and he does good work.
Yeah.
There was no real big surprises. I mean, most people predicted most of the major awards. But as a telecast, I thought it was one of the better ones in quite some time.
All right, so there's Chucker's review.
Well, it's always long.
You can go to his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, and agree or disagree with him, or you can come to Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter and agree with him or not. Send emails to all of us here at DougStefan.com. Chucker is going to review how the box office totals came out in just 60 seconds here on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I'm totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right, Jennifer and I went to see Nonstop. We liked it, Chucker. It did number one business, didn't it?
I went to see it, too. I thought it was comparable to a movie like Passenger 57, not Air Force One quality in terms of entertainment thrills. But I liked it. I thought it was a solid, what you call a solid B entertainment with a really good lead actor in Liam Neeson. Overall box office, Liam Neeson was slightly more popular than Jesus at the box office. Nonstop did $30 million, which is very, very solid. Son of God. The Jesus film did 26.5. That placed second. Lego Movie continues a nice run, 21 million, 209 million in 4 weeks of release. The Monument Men fourth, and 3 days until round out the top.
All right, good. Thank you, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, on the Doug Stefan Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.